93.7, the River, River City's classic rock that goes Police Synchronicity 2, Dog and Joe Show. Last week for Thursday, we featured a lab mix, a golden colored lab, beautiful dog. His name's Boogie. And we found out that Boogie had been there since Valentine's Day and wasn't getting much action. So we featured him on Thursday. Lo and behold, over the weekend, James from Front Street chimed in. He has been adopted.
Woo! All right, dude.
So thanks again to the River Rockers that saw the video that went down to Front Street free of charge. Boogie will be going to his new home coming up next week. So thanks again. And I haven't heard who adopted him, he or she, but you got a great dog, and I think that's kick-ass that we talked about it. And somebody rescued Boogie to give him a forever home. That's cool.
They found his gigantic head to be lovable. Remember how big that dog's head was?
Yeah, big, heavy head.
So cool.
And he's got this sinister little smile he does.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a Muttley smile to him. He's a good-looking boy.
What a great dog. I'm so glad someone picked him up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that, though. He was down there hanging out, not getting any attention. We talk about him. Someone went down there, and they're going to take him home.
Because
that's cool.
People always have a need for a loving family pet, man. I'm
absolutely
telling you.
While you're at Facebook, too, look at this. Dana put this up earlier. You can see the photo of the scumbag when we went over there last week. Thursday, we walk in, and the window's blown out. On the back door, remember? And they said, oh, we had a break-in.
Yep.
And Bobby from Front Street said, yeah, we saw the footage. We think we know who the guy is. He's a homeless guy that's always hanging around, milling about down here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look at what they did. For people that have been to Front Street, when you walk in, you enter the office, and then you go to your right to go outside to go into the kennels. Well, as you went to that right-handed door to go outside, there was a big gumball machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, 3.5-4 foot tall.
Looked like a gas pump.
Yeah, yeah. Had a big globe on it. It was full of gumballs. The kids would walk in, and they'd put their money in there. So this idiot goes in there, breaks the window to get inside the Front Street Animal Shelter, and then starts wrestling with this 3.5-4 foot tall gumball machine.
Oh, I bet it's taller than that, dude.
It's 5 foot?
That thing's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, it's tall. And then the guy's knocking it over so he can try to push it through the damn glass. Doesn't fit. There's gumballs all over.
So he's falling down.
He's falling down.
Yeah, all over the place.
And we were like, well, God, how much money could be in that thing, Bobby? He's like, I don't know. But then the change and the gumballs break all over. So the guy has to actually pick up the change and put it in his pockets. He's trying to wrestle this thing through the door. It's all on video. All the while, on the counter, there's a whole donation jar full of green American currency cash sitting right there. Had $300-$400 in it.
Missed all of it.
Didn't even care about it. He's wrestling with gumballs and nickels. Stupid.
Just ridiculous. Did he even get the gumball machine out the door?
No. Remember, it broke. And I think
It broke
all over, and he had to pick up the gumballs and the quarters and all that. And then he had to crawl back through the window that he broke.
Stupid.
So, anyway, watch the video. It's stupid. Hopefully they can catch this guy. And then Thursday, we'll showcase another adorable adoptable. And free of charge, as always, courtesy of Front Street.